我们要继续为雅茹姐妹祷告。
We need to continue to pray for our sister Anne.
是在五号星期三，她要动手术。
On Wednesday the 5th, she's going to have her surgery.
所以我们继续为她祷告。
So let's keep praying for her.
同时我们也要纪念美国大选。
And we need to also remember the election here in the U.S.
美国的大选是在星期二。
The election is on Tuesday.
这次大选很不一样。
This election is quite different.
所以在你的祷告中特别纪念美国。
So please keep this country in your prayer.
当我们想到美国这个国家的时候。
And when we think of the United States,
我们看到美国真的是离开了神。
We see that this country has left God.
美国的道德很腐败。
There's corruption in its morals.
那么当如果你们当中能够去选举的希望你们能够去投票。
For those of you who are eligible to vote, please do vote.
民主党总统候选人提倡的两件事情。
There's two things that was raised by
the Democratic
presidential
candidate.
就是
第一件事情就是他提倡堕胎。
One is he's in agreement with abortion.
还有一个就是同性恋。
And the other one is homosexual relationships.
那么这两件事情都是神所恨恶的。
And these two things are hated by God.
所以当你们去投票的时候，求神赐给你们智慧。
And so when you go vote, please may God give you wisdom.
让我们安静在神的面前为这两件事情祷告。
Let's pray for these two things before God.
历代之下第七章第四十四节说
，In Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14 it says，
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们罪行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land.
天父，我们为美国这个国家祷告。
Heavenly Father, we pray for this country.
我们求主你怜悯美国的人民。
We pray that you may have mercy upon its citizens.
求主你医治这个地。
We pray that you will heal this land.
因为美国离开神越来越远。
Because this country is departing from you further and further.
求主你怜悯这个国家。
We pray that you will have mercy upon this country.
我们求主你保守星期二要举行的大选。
And we pray that you watch over the election on Tuesday.
让主你的旨意行在这个地上。
That your will may be done on earth.
天父，我们把这个国家完全交在你的手中。
We commit this country completely into your hands.
求主你带领。
May you lead it.
天父，我们也为雅茹姐妹祷告。
And Father, we also pray for our sister Anne.
求主你的平安与她同在。
May your peace be with her.
我们也求主你使这个手术能够顺利的进行。
And we pray for a successful surgery.
我们把他们一家完全交在你的手中。
We commit their whole family into your hand.
求主你经常与他们同在。
Please be with them.
天父，我们感谢你，我们能够今天来到你面前敬拜你。
We thank you that we could gather together to worship you today.
求主你的圣灵继续掌管我们以下的时间。
We ask that your Holy Spirit would watch over the following time.
让我们的敬拜蒙你的喜悦。
And that our worship may be pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那么今天我们要看的经文是以弗所书第五章22节到23节。
The passage that we're going to read is from Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 33.
我只是用中文来念，然后你有英文，你看英文圣经的就跟着看。
If you have English, please just follow along right now.
以弗所书第五章第二十二节，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。他又是教会全体的救主，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水接着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污。眉纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了，从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督在教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。1981年有一条很重大的世界新闻。
In 1981, there was a great world news.
那么当年七月二十九号，一个被宣传非常广的一个婚礼在英国举行。
On July 29th of that year, a very highly publicized wedding was conducted in England.
那么英国的王子查理跟这个戴安娜结合为夫妻。
The English Prince Charles and Diana were wedded that day.
那么当天的婚礼非常的隆重。
And it was a very grand marriage ceremony.
那么大约有2500名贵宾在这个英国的圣保罗大教堂参加这个婚礼。
And there were about 2,500 dignitaries that gathered at St. Paul Cathedral.
那么在朝向这个大教堂两旁的走道
，and along the path that led to the cathedral，
两边都放满了大概有4500盆的鲜花。
It was lined with approximately 4,500 pots of fresh flowers。
那么现场有75位这个技术人员在现场传播这个婚礼的进行。
And there were approximately 75 technicians that were responsible for broadcasting of the wedding proceedings.
那么以致直到世界各地的人都能够观赏这个婚礼。
So that people throughout the world could view this wedding.
那么当天这个婚礼估计全世界有75,000,000的人在观赏。
And rough estimate was about 750,000,000 people view the wedding.
那么对于很多人来说，这个婚礼好像一个神话故事。
And to many people, they thought this wedding was like a fairy tale.
一个王子跟一个很漂亮的一个女孩。结合成一对夫妻。
A prince marrying a beautiful girl.
那么从此以后，他们就快快乐乐的过一生。
And they will live happily ever after.
很多人都很羡慕这个婚礼。
Lots of people were envious of this wedding.
好像一个在天堂的一个婚礼一样。
It's almost as a wedding made in heaven.
但是很可悲的。
Unfortunately,
这个被看为好像一个神话故事的一个婚礼
，What started off as a fairy tale wedding,
竟成为一个噩梦
，turned into a nightmare.
这对夫妇他们的关系越来越不好
，This couple's relationship deteriorated over time.
他们导致他们在有婚外情的事情。
To the point they were having extramarital affairs.
最后他们离婚了。
Resulting in divorce.
婚姻不是一般人所想象的神话故事。
Marriage is not a fairy tale as some people imagine.
从此以后就能够快快乐乐的过一生。
And that you live happily ever after.
好的婚姻必须要下功夫。
You must put an effort in order to have a good marriage.
那么这些功夫就是根据今天我们所看那段经文。
And this effort must be in accordance to the passage that we read today.
那么神在他的话语里面规定了一个做丈夫和做妻子他们的责任和角色。
And in the Bible, God has laid out the role and responsibility of husbands and wives.
婚姻能够成功。
For marriage to be successful,
是因为一对夫妻明白神所说的那种责任和角色。
It's because a husband and wife understand the role and responsibility that God has laid out.
那么今天的经文让我们看到基督徒婚姻的一幅图画。
And today's passage gives us a picture of what a Christian marriage ought to be.
那么在这段经文里面，我们看到神赐给做丈夫和做妻子的责任和角色。
And so we see that from today's scripture, what God requires of husband and wife and their responsibility and role.
所以在我们还没有探讨今天的经文的时候，
So before we continue on to today's scripture,
让我们回想一下上个星期我所讲的信息。
Let us review a little bit of the message from last week.
保罗在前面几节经文，就是19节到21节，谈到一个圣灵充满的生命。
Paul talks about a spirit-filled life in verses 19 to 21.
保罗在那边讲，他说一个被圣灵充满的人是一个有喜乐的人。
And Paul says that a person who is filled with the Spirit is a person with joy.
他也是一个有感恩的人。
And he is also a person who is thankful.
而且是一个彼此顺服的人。
And also one who submit to one another.
所以特别是21节所讲的跟今天我们所看的经文有密切的关系。
Especially in verse 21, what it says has close relationship with what we're talking about.
所以21节讲到又单纯敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
It says submit to one another out of reverence for Christ.
所以当一个人有彼此顺服的心的时候，他将会带来一个和谐和合意的心。
And so when a person who is willing to submit to one another, he is going to bring a heart of unity and a heart willing to work together.
所以今天的社会，特别是美国的社会，特别强调这个平等的事情。
In today's society, especially here in the U.S., there's a great emphasis on equality.
所以这个彼此顺服和平等这个观念是不一样的。
So the idea of submitting to one another versus equality is very different.
所以平等会引起一个人对这个权力的争取。
And thought of equality causes a person to fight for his rights.
所以平等不会使到一个人去爱别人。
So equality would not cause a person to go and love another.
他不会以这个爱来做出发点。
His starting point is not love.
但是彼此顺服不会去争取个人的权利。
But submitting to one another, you're not trying to fight for your own personal rights.
而会互相资助。
But you but help instead helping one another.
所以彼此顺服是一种爱心的表现。
So submitting to one another is an expression of love.
所以在我们还没有探讨看今天的经文的时候，
So before we even begin our passage today,
我们必须了解三点。
We must understand three things.
那么第一点就是讲到一个夫妻跟妻子的关系是建立在他们与神之间的关系。
So first we must understand the relationship between a husband and wife is established in their relationship to God.
而且是以基督与他们以基督为他们的榜样。
And it's using Christ as their example.
就好像24节、25节讲到教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as in verses 24 and 25 it says, Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
那么第二，今天的经文不是讲到平等的事情。
Second, today's passage is not talking about equality.
而是谈到一位做丈夫，一位做妻子，他们的责任。
But it's talking about the responsibility of a husband and a wife.
而他们的角色。
And their role.
第三。
Thirdly.
他说，做丈夫和做妻子，彼此必须顺服神的命令。
As a husband and wife, they must submit themselves and obey God's commands.
而且要尽他们的责任。
And take on their responsibility.
所以当我们看今天的经文的时候。
So when we look at today's passage.
啊，我们不要用这些经文来对付我们的配偶。
We shouldn't use these verses to attack our spouse.
所以做丈夫的不要要求妻子顺服他。
So husbands, don't require and demand that your wife submit to you.
或者做妻子的不可以要求丈夫爱她。
Nor the wife demanding that the husband love her.
因为这段经文是向你讲的。
Because this passage is talking to you.
啊，它是向丈夫讲的，是向妻子讲的。
It's talking to the husband. It's talking to the wife.
而且是讲到一个做丈夫跟妻子他们的责任和角色。
And it's talking about the husband and wife, their responsibility and role.
所以，如果一个婚姻要好的话
，So if you're going to have a good marriage,
必须要照神的方法。
You must use God's ways.
啊，就好像22节、23节。
Just as in Verses 22 and 23.
你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Wives, submit to your husbands as the Lord, as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior.
所以顺服在这个社会已经失去了他那种力量。
So submission in this society has lost its power.
并且很不受欢迎。
And it's not very welcomed.
特别是在这个西方的教会，西方的国家。
Especially in the Western nations.
这个女人人权运动呢，是在19世纪，还有在20世纪的时候已经开始了。
The women's liberation movement was started in the 19th century and the 20th century.
所以在1960年代的时候，或者70年代的时候，这个运动再次的被兴起。
In 1960s and 70s, this movement was once again popularized.
所以这个运动带来给家庭，特别是基督家庭，很大的冲击。
And so this movement had a great effect on families, especially Christian families.
但是圣经说，你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主一样。
But the Bible tells us that wives should submit to your husbands as to the Lord.
但是这个女人人权运动却说大家都是平等的。
But the women's liberation movement tried to say that everyone are equal.
所以这种观念对圣经的教导看起来是相对的。
And this concept is in direct opposition to biblical concept.
那么圣经里面讲这个顺服到底它的含义是什么？
And so what does submitting mean?
顺服是不是说我叫你做什么你就做什么？
And submitting means that whatever I tell you, you have to do.
我叫你去偷你就去偷。
I tell you to steal, you need to go steal.
我想这个不是圣经所讲的顺服。
I don't think this is what the Bible is talking about.
如果你看二十二节跟二十四节的话
，If you look at verses 22 and 24,
那么这里讲到一个妻子顺服自己的丈夫，应当好像她顺服主一样。
It says, "Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord."
也好像教会顺服耶稣基督一样。
As the church submits to Christ.
所以当一位丈夫他依照神的话语去做事情的时候
So when a husband does things according to God's will.
所以妻子应当顺服他的丈夫
Then the wife should submit to the husband.
因为二十四节讲到凡事顺服丈夫
And in verse 24 it says, So also wives should submit to their husbands in everything.
In everything. 所以凡事是指合乎圣经所讲的话东西。
So in everything is referring to everything that is in accordance to what the Bible says.
那除此以外，圣经也讲到妻子要顺服丈夫，因为丈夫是妻子的头。
And the Bible also says that wives should submit to their husbands because the husbands are the head.
好像基督是教会的头一样。
Just as Christ is the head of the church.
那么经常这些经文被误解了。
And oftentimes this passage is misunderstood.
啊，做头的就是做老板或者做啊这个领袖哦。
The head is the leader. He's the boss.
啊，做老板或者做领袖所讲的，你必须要听。
And whatever the boss or the leader says, you have to listen.
啊，不然的话 ，you are fired.
Otherwise, you're fired.
这个头哦，在马来文呢、啊，叫做 kepala.
And in Malay, the head is kepala.
啊，马来文就是马来西亚的官方语言。
Malay is the official language of Malaysia.
Kepala 学到一个新的字眼了。
Kepala, you've learned a new word.
就是头的意思。
It means head.
所以在马来西亚，在现场看管这个建筑工程的这个头啊，他们就叫做这个 kepala.
And so the foreman in a construction site is called kepala.
所以这些工人必须要听这个 kepala 的指挥。
And all the workers must listen to what the kepala says.
但是今天的经文讲那个头不是这种意思。
But the head mentioned here in today's scripture does not have that meaning.
就好像我们在圣经里面讲到一个做领袖的必须好像一个仆人一样。
Just as scripture says that whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant.
圣经讲得很清楚，当你要做领袖的时候，你必须成为一个仆人。
So the Bible is very clear that if you want to be a leader, you must be a servant.
所以很清楚的二十三节讲到那个头就是讲到不是讲他丈夫是一个老板。
So as in verse 23, it's clearly that the head here is not referring to the boss.
更不是一个独裁主义的一个人。
And especially it's not a dictator.
这里讲的他是一个家里面的一个仆人领袖。
Instead that he is a servant leader at home.
所以圣经讲到妻子必须顺服丈夫，因为他是家里的头。
And here it says that wives submit yourselves to your husbands because he's the head of the family.
然后旧约圣经里面谈到一位女人。
And there's a lady that was mentioned in the Old Testament.
她的名字叫做萨拉。
Her name is Sarah.
那么圣经讲到萨拉顺服她的丈夫亚伯拉罕。
And it says that Sarah submitted herself to her husband Abraham.
但是圣经也同时讲亚伯拉罕是一个敬畏神的人。
And at the same time, the Bible says that Abraham is a person who feared God.
他也是一个充满信心的人。
And he was also a man filled with faith.
在彼得前书第三章第一节到第六节形容一个顺服丈夫的妻子的生命。
In 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 6, it describes a wife who loves God.
那么这段经文里面讲到一个妻子必须有一个贞洁的品行和一个敬畏神的心。
So here it says that the wife ought to have a pure and reverence in their life.
而且她不会以那些外表来做装饰。
And that she would not use the outer adornments.
而是以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
But instead that she should adorn herself with unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
那么在提多书第二章第三节第五节也同样的讲到这件事情。
And in Titus chapter 2 verses 3 and 5 it mentions similar things.
那么几节经文就是劝勉一个年长的姐妹如何去指教那些年轻的姐妹要做一个顺服丈夫的妻子。
And it mentions how older women should teach the younger women to be loving what to love their husband and children.
那么她在生活里面必须要谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫。
And that they must be self-controlled and pure to.Be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands.
所以从这两处经文，就是彼得前书跟提多书第二章。
So from these two passages, 1 Peter and also Titus,
谈到妻子必须要顺服自己的丈夫。
It says that wives should submit to their own husbands.
然后不单是要顺服自己的丈夫，在生活上也要有贞洁的品行和敬畏神的心。
Not only submitting to their husband, but in their life there must be purity and reverence.
她也应当在里面存着长久温柔安静的心为她的装饰。
And they should, that in their inner self they should have unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
我们圣经也讲到，这些美德在神的眼中看为是宝贵的。
And the Bible also mentions that these things is of great value in God's sight.
然后刚才我提到这个女人人权运动。
Earlier on, I mentioned women's liberation movement.
那么这个运动强调到女人的平等。
And the movement emphasized the equality of women.
那刚才我讲过，今天的经文不是讲女人的平等。
But today's passage is not talking about women's equality.
而是讲到一个做妻子和做丈夫他们的责任和角色。
It's talking about the responsibility and roles of a husband and wife.
所以顺服丈夫是做妻子的角色和责任。
So to submit to her husband is the role and responsibility of the wife.
没有贬低女人的地位。
It is not belittling the position of women.
啊，但是从世人的眼光来看。
But from the world's perspective.
啊，一个顺服这个丈夫的妻子，看起来她的地位被贬低了。
A wife who submits herself to her husband, it seems like though her position has been lowered.
但是从圣经的角度来看，就不如。
But from scripture, that's not so.
所以刚才我讲到21节，讲到我们应当彼此顺服。
So in verse 21, I mentioned that we must submit to one another.
所以无论是做丈夫的或者做妻子的，必须要彼此顺服。
So no matter if it's husband or wife, we must submit to one another.
应当像一个仆人一样去服侍别人。
And to serve others as a servant.
因为主耶稣本身也是反倒屈己，好像一个奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
Because Jesus Christ himself emptied himself, taking up a nature of a servant and being made in human likeness.
我们看到主耶稣这样做，他的地位没有贬低。
We see that when he emptied himself, his position did not get lowered.
反而圣经讲到，他神把他升高到一个至高的地位。
Instead, God exalted him to the highest place.
又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名。
And gave him the name that is above every name.
同样的，一个妻子当她顺服她丈夫的时候。
Likewise, when a wife submits herself to her husband.
她的地位没有被贬低。
She is not abased.
反而圣经讲她的她在神的面前是何等的宝贵。
Instead, she is precious before the sight of God.
这是做妻子的责任和角色。
And this is the role and responsibility of the wife.
那么丈夫的角色是什么？
And what is the role of a husband?
丈夫的责任又是什么？
And what is his responsibility?
和圣经讲到做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
The Bible says that the wife should submit herself to the husband.
那么圣经讲丈夫要爱妻子。
But the Bible says that husbands must love their wives.
所以二十五节讲到你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So verse 25 it says, husbands love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
爱的含义是什么？
What is the meaning of love?
爱在这个现今的社会和文化里面一般上都是指那个 Hollywood 那种所描述那种爱。
And today when we mention love, oftentimes the image it invokes is from Hollywood.
我们从小就受到这种文化的影响。
We're influenced by such culture from youth.
无论是西方或者东方的文化都有特别是那些歌曲或者那些电影都强调这种罗曼蒂克那种爱。
And whether in the East or in the West, that the music, the media that we hear and watch, they all emphasize a romantic love.
记得70年代后期的时候有一首英文歌曲。
In the late 70s, there was a song.
啊，如果你们比较好像我这样的年纪的话，你会记得这首歌叫做 Feeling。
If you're older like me, you remember Feeling.
记得吗？你们有听过 Feeling 这首歌的
？How many of you have heard that song?
啊 ，Feeling 还会唱吗
？Do you remember how to sing it?
啊，或者你不晓得你有没有看过琼瑶的书
？And I don't know if you ever read
the book by 琼瑶这个
琼瑶
一个台湾的是吗？台湾的一个作者。
Author from Taiwan.
啊，或者你看过这个林青霞或者林凤娇跟秦祥林所拍的电影吗
？Or some various movies starring particular actresses.
Yeah. 那么这些书、这些电影都是强调这种罗曼蒂克那种感受。
These books and movies all emphasize a romantic feeling.
我记得我中学有一位朋友啊，一位同学，那么他去看这个林凤娇跟秦祥林所演的一部电影。
I remember a friend of mine from high school that when he went to watch one of these romantic movies.
啊，那么从电影院出来的时候，他感觉好像飘飘然一样。
And after he came out of the theater, he felt like though he was walking on clouds.
那么到底这个爱的含义是什么
？But what is the meaning of love？
但是很可惜，这个中文跟英文只有一个字形容这个爱。
Unfortunately, both in Chinese and English, there's only one word describing love.
但是在希腊文，就是圣经的原文，却有三个字形容这个爱。
But in Hebrews, which is what the Bible is written in
Greek,
Greek, which was what the Bible was written in, there are three words that describe love.
那么希腊文形容爱有三个字眼。
And so in Greek, there's three words.
啊，一个就是 agape， 然后一个 phileo， 啊，不是这个 chiphileo 那个 phileo， agape、phileo 跟 eros。
And so you have agape、phileo and eros。
所以这个phileo 的意思就是那种弟兄姐妹之间那种友爱，或者朋友之间那种友爱。
So phileo is a brotherly love or a love between friends.
然后这个 eros 呢，就是讲这个男女之间那种性爱。
And eros is a love between men and women.
然后这个 agape love 就是约翰三章第十六节讲那个爱。
And agape is what is described in John 3:16.
那么神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
所以这个三章六节，这个爱是 agape。
So John 3:16, the love there is agape.
如果你看哥林多前书第十三章的话，前面四节到第八节讲那个爱也是 agape。
And if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 to 8, that love is also agape.
啊，因为时间的关系，我不去看这段经文。你知道那段经文是很有名的。
Due to time, we won't turn to that passage, but you know it's a very famous passage.
所以这里25节讲到，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
So in verse 25, it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her."
那么到底这个爱是哪一种爱
？So what kind of love is this kind of love?
如果我们看这段经文的，就很明显，我们知道是 agape love.
And if we see this, it's very clear that it's agape love.
我们看这段经文的时候，我们就可以猜到。
And so we see this passage, we could guess.
因为他讲丈夫要爱妻子，好像基督爱教会，为自己舍己一样。
Because it says, "Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her."
我们都知道圣经讲基督如何爱教会。
And we know the scripture talks about how Christ loved the church.
基督爱教会是没有条件的。
Christ loved the church unconditionally.
他为教会舍己。
He gave himself up for her.
啊，虽然是我们罪，但是主耶稣因为爱我们，他死在十字架上。
Even though we have sinned, yet Christ loved us and died on the cross for us.
啊，这个爱就是啊，今天经文所讲的爱。
And this love is the love that's talked about in this passage today.
那么今天我们看到很多婚姻破裂。
And today we see a lot of marriages falling apart.
我们也看到很多人离婚。
And we see many divorces.
主要的原因就是因为婚姻是建立在这个 eros 方面。
Mainly because the marriage was established on eros.
就是这个性爱。
It's a fleshly love.
或者那种一见钟情那种爱。
Or love at first sight.
啊，就好像刚才那首诗歌啊，不是那首英文歌曲这样啊 ，feeling.
Just like the song "A Feeling."
啊，还记得吗
？Do you remember?
啊，婚姻是一个尾声。
Marriage as a commitment.
不是建立在感这个感受上。
It's not established on feelings.
啊，通常一对新郎或者新郎在分离的时候都会向对方许愿了。
And usually, at a marriage ceremony, there's a marriage vow.
他说我某某人把我献给你，成为我忠心的伴侣。
It says, I so and so offer myself as a faithful partner.
无论是病痛、身体健康
，in sickness and in health.
快乐或者悲伤
，in happiness or sadness.
生活好或者不好
，for better or for worse.
我仍然爱你，直到我们离开这个世界。
I will love you till death do us part.
如果每一对夫妻都遵守这个诺言的话
，if every married couple follow through with the vow，
那么离婚的事情就不会发生了。
Then we won't have divorces.
所以婚姻不只是一个尾声
，so marriage is not just a commitment，
而且是一种牺牲
，it's also a sacrifice。
你看二十五节
，if you look at verse 25，
他说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为自己为教会舍己。
Husbands love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her。
所以主耶稣爱教会，他在十字架上牺牲了自己的生命。
So Jesus loved the church to the point of offering himself up as a sacrifice on the cross.
所以这种爱不是一种感受来的。
So this love is not just a feeling.
而是一种委身和一种牺牲。
It's a commitment and a sacrifice.
所以主耶稣对教会的爱，成为做丈夫对妻子的爱，是一个榜样。
So Jesus' love for the church becomes an example for husbands for their love for their wives.
所以主耶稣爱教会是我们没有办法去想象的。
So for Christ loving the church is to the extent that we can't even imagine.
因为我们没有什么可爱的地方。
Because there's nothing lovable about us.
虽然我们的过犯，神仍然的爱我们。
Even though we sin, yet God still loved us.
我就为圣经有一位先知。叫做何西亚。
There's an Old Testament prophet named Hosea.
何西亚娶了一个妻子，她的名字叫做歌冕。
Hosea took a wife whose name was Gomer.
那么后来这位妻子她离家出走，成为一个淫妇。
And Gomer left home and became a prostitute.
但是耶和华神向何西亚说
，Yeah, the Lord God told Hosea.
你要去爱这个妻子，把她找回来。
You must love this wife and bring her back.
当然，何西亚对这个歌冕的爱是代表耶和华对以色列人的爱。
Of course, Hosea's love towards Gomer represents God's love towards Israel.
同样的，丈夫应当爱妻子，如同主耶稣爱教会一样。
Likewise, husbands ought to love their wives just as Christ loved the church.
让我们看今天这段经文最后一节。
Let's look at the last verse from today's passage.
就是三十三节。
Verse
33. 他说：“然而你们个人都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样；妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。”
However, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband.
所以这节经文讲到一个做妻子和做丈夫的角色和责任。
So here it talks about the role and responsibilities of a husband and wife.
丈夫要爱他的妻子。
Husbands must love their wives.
妻子要敬重她的丈夫。
And wife must respect her husband.
这是圣经的教导。
This is a teaching from scripture.
在希腊人的这个历史里面有一个故事。
And there's a story.
那么有位将军哦，他知道他的妻子因为背叛这个国王而受到审判。
And there's a general whose wife committed treason against the king.
而且是被判死刑。
And she was sentenced to death.
所以当这位将军听到他妻子被判死刑的时候
，And when the general heard that his wife was sentenced to death,
他就赶到王的面前求王向王求情。
He came to the king and asked for mercy.
他说王啊，求你拿我的生命保住我妻子的生命。
He said, King, please take my life instead.
那么在这个希腊人这个历史里面，这个希勒王哦，在历史里面记载哦，他是一个很仁慈的一个人。
And in the Greek stories, King Cyrus was a very merciful king.
所以这位王听了，他心里面很受感动。
And this king, when he heard it, he was very touched.
他说这种爱不应该让这个做丈夫的直到这个死亡临到他的身上。
And he said that with such love, this husband should not receive the death sentence.
所以王就免了这个妻子的审判。
So the king forgave the wife.
而把这个妻子交回给这个将军或者这个丈夫。
And restored the wife to the husband or the general.
所以当他们离开的时候，这个丈夫就对妻子说。
And so as they're leaving, the husband told the wife.
他说你是否有看到这位王是多么的仁慈？
Do you see how merciful this king is?
当他赦免你的罪的时候。
When he forgave you of your treason.
那么这位妻子就对丈夫说。
And the wife told the husband.
他说我没有注意到王所做的。
I didn't notice what the king did.
我只看到你那位愿意为我牺牲那个人。
I only saw you who was willing to sacrifice yourself for me.
这是做妻子跟丈夫的责任。
These are the responsibilities of husband and wife.
妻子顺服自己的丈夫而敬重自己的丈夫。
Wife, submit to your own husband and respect your own husband.
同时做丈夫的要爱自己的妻子。
And the husband must love his own wife.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for today's word.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
求你透过你圣灵的大能。
That through your power of the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够，如果是做妻子的，顺服自己的丈夫。
That the wives may submit to their own husband.
让我们做丈夫的，能够爱我们的妻子。
And the husband may love their own wife. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.